What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. This podcast will serve as a platform for all opinions, ideas, problems, and solutions. Feel free to individually acknowledge specific conversations, positions, problems, and ideas that pertain specifically to you, your family, your community, and more, as long as it's done with respect. I am your host, Drew, aka Drew Breeze, and I want to talk to you. This podcast, entitled The Gray Area, represents the conversations we have at the dinner table, the barbershop, the beauty salons, the trap house, the church, even on the personal phone conversations, and so much more. We can't get to the solution of a problem if we're never willing to have the conversation. This is The Gray Area.
Gray background would make sense.
Did you know we're recording?
Yeah.
You did? We are.
Okay. I know we are, though.
Okay.
We just haven't started.
Well, everybody, welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. I am your host, Drew, aka Drew Breeze, here to give you some information and give you a great conversation. I am joined today by the great artist, L.A. Bailey. So I'm really excited to have this conversation because she brings a lot of culture, a lot of different culture, a lot of things to talk about, and we're going to hit some different subjects today. So you didn't give me anything to say. I asked you to give you didn't give me a bio.
Oh, how about this?
Okay.
How about I challenge you first? Because I know you're going to challenge me through this entire podcast.
I'm really not. I keep trying to tell you I'm not.
Mm-hmm. But how about this?
Okay.
You know me for maybe, I say, a couple years now? Maybe
about two or
almost.
Three.
Okay. So I want you to describe L.A. Bailey, what you think she is, what she does.
Okay, so you want me to describe from the point of you're on here, or describe just, I know her, she is a great person. She is
a strong-minded person.
Okay, cool. I could do that. She does a lot. You got a couple businesses going on. A lot that have artist. I don't know the word I'm looking for, but like shirts.
Right.
She does shirts.
Uh-huh.
If anybody need graphic design, she does that. Music. Very gifted in music. Very gifted with music. Sings, writes, produces, all of that. And then outside of that, she used to be a co-host. We're not talking about that. She used to be a co-host. Great co-host.
Not for this show. No confusion there.
But there might be a plan.
Oh,
we don't know.
Anybody want me on their show?
And then there's another thing. You're not from America.
No.
Originally from?
J.A. West Indies, Jamaica.
J.A. West Indies.
Jamaica, West Indies. Born in Kingston.
And then, why does it seem like everybody's from Kingston?
That's because Kingston is like, you know, the main area, the biggest hospital. You know, everybody's kind of born there.
Interesting.
Yeah.
One of the things I never knew.
Yeah.
So, like, I asked you a question earlier. Why does it seem like for a person who's an outsider that all the people who are from Jamaica go to Queens?
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, no, they just go to New York.
No, I said it's New York. Well, yeah, New York,
right.
Queens, the Bronx, Brooklyn. I think it's because of the opportunity that's there. 'Cause that's what you hear. Like a lot of times when you go, like you live in the US, so you go back to visit your family, everybody's like, oh, you come back from foreign. Oh, what did you have for us? Like to them, you live this big life. You have money because that's what they're seeing. At least when I was living in Jamaica and I hear about people going to the US and coming back, I assume that they have money. And that's not necessarily true. 'Cause if you live here, obviously that's not the case.
It's not the case.
But kind of what it is.
Interesting.
But New York is that melting pot place of opportunity that you can really make a difference. So
I know because we've had the conversation, but you've come all the way from Jamaica.
Uh-huh.
You lived in New York for a number of years.
Yes.
And you did a lot of traveling. You did a lot of traveling.
I guess.
Yeah. Did a lot of different jobs.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Not a job
nothing
holder,
nothing inappropriate, though.
I should have considered it.
Yeah. Hey, the days we live in, if you need to make a profit.
Somebody like this fluff.
I get it.
Okay. Somebody like this fakeness.
Sure. Anyway.
Interesting
enough to find out that you came all the way from Jamaica, which is a whole other country or area.
Country. Yes.
Right. I was about to sound real dumb.
That's okay.
I'm glad you called me.
That's okay.
You moved here and your family's all still in New York.
Yeah. The majority of families in New York. The Bronx, yeah.
Okay. Cool. So you're from the Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx.
So Cardi's your girl.
Okay. I like it.
What about, hey, this might be another part of the conversation. This WAP song.
Okay, yes. Let's talk.
Let's do it. There's a whole lot of women. Now, here's another thing. You grew up in the church as well.
Yes, heavily.
Heavily sheltered. So, okay.
And covered.
Hey, I bash it. Okay. So, you grew up in the church, and then there's this part of you that gets to a point where you're figuring out life by yourself.
Right.
To a degree.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing, yeah, I mean, we didn't go into depth, but you moved to a different state and, you know, you found out some other things going on. But then you come back and you're in Cleveland and you're figuring out your life, but you still have this homegrown church appeal to you. And
yeah,
there's also,
that's what I've been told.
There's also a, you love life how it is. When you hear the song WAP.
Okay. Yes.
For those who don't know what that means, look it up.
Oh.
She's about to say it. On YouTube, they call it wet and gushy. Take gushy, put a pee.
You know, like a wet cat.
Okay. There you go.
A wet donkey cat.
There you go. So for a woman who has grown up in the church, who has grown up with a different perspective of a lot of women, there are a lot of women who came out who, I don't know whether they grew up in the church or not, but they said they felt like the song was very degrading, very inappropriate, very wrong. How did you feel about it?
I'm shocked that you say a lot of women are coming out saying that it's degrading, especially if it's two female artists singing about it,
absolutely,
about their own genital area. But I thought that there was so much commotion over this song. And when it first came out, I didn't really care to listen to it. I was just like, okay, WAP, all right. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a big deal. And I kept seeing it come up on social media. And I'm like, what is this song really saying? Because everybody's losing their minds. So I went to listen to it, and I wasn't shocked. I felt like this song was still, compared to all the WAP type songs.
Like, because, I mean, this kind of music didn't just get here.
Exactly.
We got Trina. We got Foxy Brown.
In the levels of all of these type of songs,
yeah,
this song is like a PG-13. To me, it wasn't really that serious. That
if anybody's heard Trina, look back at it.
Right.
That's something to talk about.
Right.
That's something to talk about.
There
right
were
there.
Songs that we had no business singing at the age
now,
we were singing them.
Here's a conversation. Is the song really that bad, or are people really mad because of how broad media is? Because when we were growing up, it was, if you heard that song, you were probably doing something you had no business doing, trying to listen to, like, Trina's Look Back At It, right?
Well, not necessarily. You could have been in a pizza store in the Bronx, and you'd hear somebody walking by with their speaker system and they're playing it.
That's like, another conversation, because I'm from Cleveland. I'm not from the Bronx.
Or you're in Cleveland. Like, sometimes you can't help what you're hearing if somebody else is listening to it. Like, if you're a child in school and other kids are around playing it, you can't stop that. I think people are responding based on their experiences, based on how they were raised.
Do you think people are having a huge issue with this because it promotes conversation that they're not really ready to have?
Yeah, and that's their business. Like, that's you. Mm-hmm. But you can't now, because you're not ready to have it, like, just put this song in the, oh my gosh, it's the worst thing. No, it's not.
Cardi B came out and said, I don't know if it was before this song or video came out or after, but she did come out and talk about how there are millions of female rappers out here who rap about some great things mm-hmm. that people like to hear, and mm-hmm. critics never pick it up. They never talk about it. And, the critics want to hear songs about WAP. They want to hear songs like that. And she was like, I'm here to make a check. I didn't get into this to necessarily be liked. I got in this to get the money. I got in. And so for a person who's like, okay, well, she's doing her job. Did you expect anything different from Cardi B and exactly, Megan Thee Stallion?
Exactly, absolutely not. Exactly. And I think people are forgetting that. Like, at the end of the day, Cardi B is a type of artist. That's what she wants to do. Mm-hmm. If you have a problem with the kind of music that she is coming up with, if you have a problem with WAP, don't listen to her. Go and listen to something else more wholesome, and make sure that all your family members are listening to that.
What, like, about what about kids who are coming home and being like, I got that WAP? You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, but that's what I'm saying. You can only have a certain level of control. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up in a very sheltered family, mm-hmm. but I still heard certain songs that I like, okay, this isn't that crazy of a song, but Peaches and Cream, mm-hmm. right? I was in junior high, like, Peaches and Cream.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, but, and even at that time when I heard it, I knew what it meant, but didn't really.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't going to come in my house and sing, because I knew I would have got
exactly.
ass
whooping. Exactly.
But, they made, in my house was gospel. And if it wasn't, it was Kenny G, it was Whitney Houston, it was
the quote unquote clean
Take Six, it was that kind of stuff,
yeah,
but very heavy on gospel. So they tried. I was in church 4 or 5 days a week, like, they tried their best, but at the end of the day, you can't control if somebody else is listening to something, don't hear it. Like, I heard it in school all the time,
right. So, segue into your music.
Okay.
You don't do gospel.
Right. Even though I have produced some gospel stuff that I have not released that I should.
Okay, so that was another thing. So, she's a producer as well. but you don't do necessarily gospel. How does your family react to that? How do you grow up in an area where today, as an adult, you can realize how sheltered you were, but then you realize, okay, but I'm going to do something that I love doing, which is singing, and I'm going to sing about my own topics. I'm going to sing about things that I deal with either on a day-to-day or things that I think about on a day-to-day.
Right.
And that's not necessarily making sure Jesus is lifted high. It's what you deal with as an individual.
Right.
And your family still plays a huge part in your life.
Right.
Mm-hmm, how do you deal with that, and how do you deal with what maybe they have to say about it?
Well, because of how I was raised, it has an effect on how or what I write. Mm-hmm. Because it may not be gospel, but I know that I'm not the type of person that can go out and make a WAP song. I can probably write it and sell it to somebody else, but I myself, I can't do that. I don't want to. That's just not me.
Right.
And my family, I used to think that if I didn't come out with a gospel album, oh my gosh, like, my family's gonna be like, oh, you're a heathen.
Right.
Or the church is gonna have an issue. But from conversations with them, it's the same thing. Like, what are you singing about? If you're singing about love, you know, love is a good thing, that we all go through different situations with love, good and bad. Are you singing in a way to bring light, or are you singing in a way to just, like, bring down? Like, which one are you doing? So there, just because you're not singing gospel per se doesn't mean you're gonna, that means that I'm gonna choose to still bring light to something.
Right.
In just a different way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But does it still cause some kind of confliction? Like, have your parents listen to your music?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And they love it. Because at the end of the day, what am I singing about? What's the message?
Okay.
That I'm putting out there. So like the recent, the first single I put out was called Circles.
Right.
And at that time, I felt like I was going in circles. Like I felt like my life was just going crazy. I needed to stop and catch my breath. That's what I write about in the song. Hmm. That life will make you feel that way, but you just got to stop and catch your breath. Is that?
You see that was a good song.
Thank you.
That was a good song.
Thank you.
Hey, shout outs to... Okay. Shout out to L.A. Bailey for some of the music she put out.
Mm-hmm. And then the recent EP album was about, basically at the time, George Floyd was just murdered, killed, what you know, all that.
Murder, straight murder.
And then also I had just gotten the music software Logic Pro from my dad. Mm-hmm. And I used to work on that program years ago when I lived in New York when I was younger.
Okay.
So it was me kind of getting reacquainted with the program and at the same time expressing my emotions about how I felt about the entire situation. And on top of that, being stuck inside the house and wanting to, you know, all quarantine. Those things. Yeah. So right. I decided, you know, let me practice and come up with some songs. So this album came out of practice.
Right.
In a way. But it's called Who We Are because I wanted all those songs, even though they're all different, to represent who we are. Because mm-hmm. we're not all one. Black people are not just one thing. We are a variety of things.
Absolutely.
We're just amazing beings. Right. So I talk about love. I talk about telling your kids that they're beautiful. I talk about wanting peace. I talk about dancing because we just have we just kill it with dance, I'm just saying.
You talking about Jamaicans?
I'm talking about...
Just black people.
Melanated black people. Black Lord. I know that face.
Yes, we do.
And then the introduction talks about the chosen ones. Yeah. Like, you know, we're the chosen ones. That's how I feel. But that's neither here nor there. That's another conversation.
George Floyd.
Okay.
That situation happened. And you figured out a way to write music about how it made you feel.
Well, not necessarily. The situation happened, but I wanted to create music that made people feel good. Because there was already a lot of music mm-hmm. talking about the situation specifically and just wanted to, you know.
Facts.
Yeah, protest, march, which is great. But I wanted to give that other side. Like, while we're dealing with the stresses of that, here's something else in this moment to feel good about who we are.
Do you feel like we lost a lot of image of integrity during those times? Because we'll talk about protests. John Lewis just passed, and I've talked about this a couple of times, but John Lewis just passed, and he lived in a day where he stood right next to Martin Luther King. A lot of people don't know who he is, but he was a monumental figure for the black community. And he stood in a day where when they were protesting for the freedoms we have today, instead of looting and rioting, they were beaten. They were, hurt to mm-hmm. another degree. I mean, yeah. It's been talked about the level of I can't think of the words I'm trying to look for, but it's been talked about the level of antagonize that they dealt with protesting, just walking.
Mm-hmm.
Today, we live in a day and age where protesting is seen as looting and rioting. As an artist who makes music to help people remember the image of who they are, when you see things like that, what's one thing that crosses your mind? So basically what I'm saying is, would you, as you're an artist, would you be one of the people who are out there looting and rioting and in the tough time? And no doubt, I don't want to make it seem like I'm neglecting what black people go through at all.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. But at a certain point where there are certain things that we do that don't help us, looting and rioting and breaking into.
Jeez, are you saying it's just us doing that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. What I'm saying is when we do it along with the people who are doing it with us. Because, yeah, I saw the pictures of the white people who are doing it. I saw the pictures of all the other people who are, you know, initiating it. It's the follow through that I have a problem with. We go right along with it and we look to riot and loot. And I did a great podcast with this guy named Bishop Hannah, and he talks about how we never owned any of this. So why should I feel some kind of way about doing this? Mm. And but then he goes into saying, but what about the times when we had the chance to own it? What about the times when we had the chance to obtain these things? And so I don't necessarily want to ask you the question about what about. It's the when you say you make music to help people remember the image of who they are, help people to not necessarily cope, but to find comfort in these times. How would you see yourself in these days?
Well, first, to go back to what she asked, you said, what's the first thing that crosses my mind mm-hmm. when I see all this happening? Mm-hmm. The first thing I think about is, why are we still dealing with this?
Absolutely.
And to be honest, I almost felt defeated, like I didn't know what to do. Like right. I felt like even if you did something, it's like, is it going to really make
right.
a difference? Because it seems like no absolutely. Matter how many strides we're taking, it's still
undermined.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I almost felt like,
what next?
Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Sometimes it feels like there's not enough and mm-hmm. there's not too little.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to dive too deep into that. I kind of want to just stay on the surface because that conversation can go so many places. So yes. You create music that is for the people, but as a person who sometimes wants to get into the mind of artists when they create music, oh, yeah. It's the where did it come from? Like, how do these words? I heard somebody say a couple days ago, I only create music either on the toilet or in the shower. I felt that was so real. I was like, I guess. And then I thought about, when do some of my best thoughts that Drew has come in the toilet?
Definitely,
the shower
is one of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know if it's the calm from the water mm-hmm. and it's. It's just that one time where it's just you and no other distractions. So you can kind of think, I don't know. Hmm. And the acoustics in the bathroom is really amazing. So
for those who don't know, there's acoustics in the bathroom.
Oh, yeah. When you sing in that bathroom, you sound really good compared to really? When you sing.
I always have grown up saying, I'm the next Luther in the shower.
Yeah, exactly.
You put a studio in there, it's over with.
Okay, but a lot of artists back then, you know, their setup was like in the bathroom or in like those closed areas. That's another thing. But so are you asking me how I come up with it?
So when you're creating your music, so you just released something.
Yes.
What is that you just released?
Who We Are.
Who We Are.
Yes.
That's an EP?
Yes, an EP.
How many songs on that?
6 songs.
So everybody should go to the following platforms of Apple Music, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, all of that all great of that. Stuff. Mm-hmm. And you can find...
L.A. Bailey,
mm-hmm.
Who We Are.
Who We Are.
Yes.
Dope. When creating Who We Are, uh-huh. what was going through your mind at that time?
So... usually when I'm creating music, sometimes when I turn on the system, I will just go through and play different types of instruments and whatever mm-hmm. sits with me.
Yeah.
I just build on that. But I knew that for the EP, I wanted a big intro.
Okay.
I wanted something that said, like, here we are. Like, you can't deny it. Like, it's kind of like when Beyonce or like Whitney Houston, that's my favorite singer, Whitney Houston, by the way. Rest in peace.
So,
but like, you know, those big intro, like, I wanted it to be like, yo, like,
yeah.
what is this about?
Yeah.
But when I'm creating, it's usually just the sound that I vibe on, or like for one of the songs, it says love you. And part of it says, black man, he raised me, teased me, squeezed me, taught me, he saved me, he showed me love. And that's why I'm going to marry me a black king. That's what I say. That's what I believe.
Like, wow.
Yeah. So
I heard this thing today. T.I. posted a, not today, it was actually from a while ago, but I was on T.I.'s page. Mm-hmm. He posted a video of a girl who was talking about why people get mad, and especially the black community, why they get mad about her bringing up the black man, because there's so many different ways that the black man is demonized. There's so many different ways that the black man is frowned upon. In a way, there's just nothing he can do right.
Right. But then if that's the case, then they're categorizing all black men as all the same. And that's not true. Just like there's a lot of songs demonizing, degrading black women, but all black women are not the same. So just like how they're uplifting the black women now, I feel like for the black men that are out there that are amazing fathers, that are amazing men, that are protectors, that are wholesome and faithful and stuff like that, they are out there. And I am not of the belief that they're all the same. So I'm going to bring up that man.
So I want to go back.
Okay.
So the song WAP, right?
Okay.
Here's another thing people were saying. Uh-huh. It's guys come out with all these songs. Mm-hmm. Or the demeaning women.
Uh-huh.
And so I asked somebody, I said, okay, cool. What did they say different that men say in the song? They just made it their own. Exactly. So is it okay for women to make it their own?
I was going to say that earlier.
Black men, or not just black men, rap, hip hop. Because, I mean, there's, you got Eminem, you got all these other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know them all, but
I know me though.
Yeah.
Don't ask me, because
Paul Wall, he was pretty good. Anyway, but you got a lot of these. You got a lot of rap, hip hop culture that, in a way, demeans women.
That demeans women.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have a song like WAP. But like we said, WAP didn't just get here.
Right.
You got a song like Trina.
So a lot of people are having a problem because a woman said it.
So, is it okay for women to own it, or is it wrong for men to put it in their own words?
Your question doesn't make no sense, really.
Okay, but well, let me rephrase that. So women own what they were saying. Right.
Okay.
Cardi B is owning everything she's saying. She's putting it in a place where she's like, I'm going to rap about it. I'm going to talk about it. Men do it all the time.
Exactly.
Right. So if she's doing it, it makes it okay. If men do it, it's not okay. That's what I'm saying.
I don't like questions like this, you know, because it's like part right, part wrong. So I think that it is not right for men to speak the way they speak about women. But
excuse me.
Let me choose my words wisely, because I don't want to say okay.
Okay.
I don't think it's okay.
Okay.
For how they speak about particularly black women, but women in some of these songs. I don't like it. I think it's wrong. Although some women out there are demons in the way that they treat men, and sometimes they feel like they can get away with it because they know the society and the court system is going to favor them more than the man.
That's facts.
So that's just wrong as a human being, and as a woman, that's just terrible. You shouldn't do that. On the other hand, I feel like because for years men have been able to do that, don't get mad when you get a taste of your own medicine and a woman is doing the same thing.
Yeah, but the majority of people who had a conversation, who had an issue with this song, were women.
And I
that
know.
I saw. That I saw. Maybe I didn't see men.
I saw.
You did?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where did
they see? But I don't know why. I don't understand what the issue is with.
Well, I mean, you. I'll tell you what. You got women on the song, pretty much talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the the wordplay of this song. I don't know how we're going back to this song. The wordplay of this song. One of the girl, Cardi B says, "I don't cook, I don't clean, but I still got me a ring."
Okay, and there's a lot of women that don't cook and clean and still get the ring.
Yeah, but some would try to figure out if they got that WAP.
And I guess you don't.
You don't know.
I don't know. Or, but there's, okay, there's women that do not do any of those things and they still get the ring. That's what the man is looking for.
You're right. You're right.
That's what he wants.
You're entirely right. But the song came out nevertheless. So here, it's women who, before this song came out, okay, they were like, "I got that WAP," without the music, right? Then okay, the song came out. And it was like an American flag for women to some degree.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, I'm going to pledge allegiance to that thing right there.
Okay.
And then you got all these people who beg to differ or are saying that's wrong.
No.
Here. How are you feeling some kind of way about what another woman said about herself? Why do women do that?
Jealousy, because you know that you don't have something that person does have, and because you don't have it, you want to bring that person down. I don't know. Some women are just very catty. And I don't know, jealousy, hate, envy.
Are women like this? I mean, because you moved up here when you were 11.
Yeah.
What do you remember about women in Jamaica?
Well, not enough to really comment that much on, except that they work very hard.
You were just there.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. Work very hard.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. They work very hard. They are extremely loyal to their man.
Okay.
They would take care of them, do everything for them, as long as that man is faithful and loyal.
Okay.
But I thought you were going to ask me what my experience was when I came here, as far as like women and jealous women and things like that. Cause I experienced that when I was 11.
Do talk.
So do at talk. 11 years
talk
old.
Talk about it.
I just came from Jamaica, sixth grade. Uh-huh. And at the end of class, you're supposed to put the chairs up on the table.
Right.
That I used to do. I don't know if they do that now. And I was paired with another young lady from the teacher.
Okay.
Her friend was waiting outside for her, and I'm just talking to her while I'm putting up the books and everything. And her friend comes inside and wants to fight me, or we did end up fighting because she said I was taking her best friend.
Wait a minute, you got in a fight?
Yes, I got in a fight with the same girl, 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade, Sydney.
Oh, wait a minute, we're calling our names?
Sydney.
Hey, Sydney, don't not subscribe.
I'm just saying, I still remember that, and I remember when I pushed her down the steps. But that's another thing. But
oh, wow.
6th grade, because she claimed that I was taking her best friend. And really, all I was doing was being nice. We were talking while we were putting up chairs. But she felt threatened.
And this is in New York.
This is in New York, 11th grade. But she felt threatened by thinking I'm going to take her best friend. And I'm not. And I don't know why we think... I don't know what that is with some women. I think, no, it's low self-esteem. It's no confidence in themselves, because a woman that has high self-esteem and is confident in who she is, she does not bring down another woman.
Right.
That's just not going to happen. If anything, because she knows what that feels like to love herself, she's going to want to share that with somebody else. She's right. Going to want to make sure that the woman around them feel that same way about themselves. So if there's any time a woman... bringing down another woman is because there's something that is you see in that person that you wanted yourself, that you right. wish you had it, you don't have. And because you don't have it, or you don't know what to do about it, you just, the first thing you think to do is bring them down. So as far as this WAP situation, maybe you don't have a WAP. Maybe you need to change your diet. Maybe you need to take some pills. Or maybe you just need to work with what you have and make it better. Maybe you need to use your mouth. Maybe you need to use your hands more. I don't know. But I'm just saying, she get the ring that way. That's what that man wanted. If you don't want to do that, find your other ways and stick to your standards of what you want. That's what they wanted. What do you want? And mind your business.
You heard it here first. Okay. Well, interesting. You got me. You got me. I wasn't expecting you to go there, but you got me. Anyway, that's awesome. So I kind of want to do this thing, right?
Oh, boy.
I want to do this thing. I want to understand.
Some, I need to get this on camera. So.
The Jamaican culture.
Okay.
Culture and language.
Okay.
No.
Oh my gosh, what are you doing?
I pulled out some words.
Okay.
Okay. Now some of these words have been used in a lot of different situations. So I'm going to say a word and you're going to tell me how they say it in Jamaica.
I'm going to try. If you don't, for people who listen, I have a character by the name of Delcy. So I will give you what Delcy would say. Who? Delcy is Jamaican.
Who is Delcy?
Delcy is my character.
Okay.
She's Jamaican. Full Jamaica though.
Never heard about Jamaica.
Like this that you've been hearing is kind of a, you know, tamed down, try to speak proper English Jamaican.
Really?
But Delcy is full.
Here's another thing. How hard was it for you to, when you came here, if you remember, when you came here at the age of 11 to understand just straight English?
It wasn't hard. I think the hardest part was pronouncing things the way they pronounce it. So like Americans don't really pronounce their T's.
Mm-hmm.
Like 20.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you 20 versus a Jamaican would be like 20.
Mm-hmm.
Spelling was another thing, because I remember writing an essay and I had the word theater and I had gray and color
mm-hmm.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
Those words are spelled different in Jamaica versus here. So, you know, it was, you know, getting acquainted to that. The school system when I came here, when in Jamaica, I took a common entrance exam in fifth grade, which would mean that when you take that test, if you pass it, you get to skip sixth grade and go straight to seventh grade in Jamaica, would be considered high school first form. So in my mind, I passed my tests in Jamaica, fifth grade. So in my mind, I'm going to high school. So I'm skipping sixth grade, going straight to first form, seventh grade. When I came to the U.S., I ended up going to the sixth grade. So in my head, I'm like, I didn't get left back. I'm supposed to be in high school. What is this junior high school thing? So it's like the grade is backwards. It's definitely backwards. And there are things that I was learning in that sixth grade class that I'd already learned like fourth or third grade in primary school. So it was very weird. That threw me off for like the first year.
So Jamaican education is a little further?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I was talking to somebody not too long ago, and he was talking about he was about to put his money into Jamaican banks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the dollar amount of the dollar Ooh. Amount here
yeah.
in Jamaican dollars is you're rich.
Yeah. Yeah. So $1 US, last time I checked when we did a currency exchange, $1 here is like maybe $120.
What?
$125 in Jamaica. So if you go there with a $100 bill, you know, you change that, you're good. you can't spend. Yeah. It's not. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Wow. So you go down there. The most expensive thing you have to pay for is your plane ticket.
Right. Now, of course, you will get ripped off if they know that you're from America.
Uh-huh.
You have to be careful of, you know, scams, and because they will know, like, say, for example, you say, okay, I want to buy the headphones, and you know this headphone should be $5, for example, and they know you're from America, so they'll be like, oh, it's $20. So they're going to try to get more out of you because you're from the U.S. In their mind, you have money to spend. So you have to be careful. So I would say, like, if you're going to Jamaica, you know, you want to check around and make sure you get the best price, or make sure you have somebody down there that you might know, like family or friends or whatever, and hang out with them, you know.
That's so interesting. I never...
But yeah, $1 here is like $120, $130 in Jamaica.
That's why everything's so cheap.
Right.
To a degree.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
We're going to have to come. That might be an off-site or off-podcast conversation. 'Cause I'm interested in knowing some of the things that cost. I mean, he's like, man, I send probably $300 to a Jamaican bank like every month. And he said, down there, yeah, I'm rich. I don't got to worry about nothing. Something happened here, I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
I need to have a conversation with him now.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to get back to...
Oh, don't drive. That
would have been a bad situation. Oh. So we are so glad that I didn't hit it as hard as I thought I was going to hit it. Anyway.
The listeners don't know what you're talking about. Just
well, there's a cup on the on the table.
A glass filled with what?
We don't even worry about that. Oh, listeners don't even know about that.
Oh, you want to share the
it's
color?
It's brown. Anyway.
Golden brown.
Yeah, it's definitely a gold color. We're going to get back to this. What they call it is an accent challenge.
Oh.
So I'm going to say a word. I'm gonna say one right now.
Okay.
And you have to repeat it how you would say it in Jamaica.
Okay, got it.
Pregnant.
Pregnant.
Okay. Sex.
Nah.
No.
What is several ways? Six? You might have six. I don't know. Six.
Tennis shoes.
Sneakers. Crip.
Sneakers. Crip. There you go. Now we getting somewhere. Good for you.
Good for you.
That's how you would say good for you? That's stupid, man. I thought it would change.
But it depends. You're not really giving me... Continue, but you're not really giving me like a situation or but that's what we say, a good feel, like
okay. Thank you,
Tonks.
Comfortable.
So, you know what? You did that on purpose.
Yes, okay, movie.
I heard
somebody else was German. She was called it Flam. Flam.
Film. Film.
Flam.
Flam. Just like aluminum foil. Was like you have file paper.
File.
We don't say, not gonna say foil paper, but file paper. File.
Foil.
File paper. Movie. Film. Yeah.
Film. Okay. Filthy.
Nasty.
Stink.
Rank. Yeah. Or see when somebody said like what
somebody
you said
cheesy.
Right, but it depends on the stink. So like say
it depends on like, the stink. Ain't that something?
So like say if you said like somebody stinks like she don't smell good enough. Or we say something wrong. Like, I would say, something wrong.
That's how
I would
say
touch
stink?
Her nose. So, it depends on what.
Interesting.
Or if you're in the garbage, you open your lot of garbage stinky, man. No smell good. Like, it depends.
Okay. Pomegranate.
Panganat?
What? 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 What?
Panganat.
Panganat. I got it. Popsicle.
Suck suck or
mm.
Okay. That's not really suck, suck. Suck, suck, different. But like, but nobody asking for popsicle stick.
Couch.
I see. Sofa.
Couch. Okay, sofa. Dress.
See, it again depends.
If I was talking to you in Kingston, I'm just like, you just tell.
Are you saying like, my cousin, like my dress or something?
Yeah.
It depends on how the dress look. Is it a cute dress or the dress don't really look good?
Wow, that's a lot of context. Both.
So if somebody like your dress, you look good, you know, like what you wear. Or if the dress don't look good, like we're throwing shade or it's too big, you say, oh yeah, man, what kind of frock you wear?
What? What kind of what you wear?
Frock. This might be an old Jamaican frock thing, because as I said, I have not been mixed up in the slang right recently, but what kind of frock you wear? You not look good. Take off the tablecloth.
Oh man, not the tablecloth. Okay. Fries.
French fries.
No.
Chips. French fries.
Call them chips. Fries. So what do y'all call potato chips? Like
chips.
Fries and chips are the same thing?
It depends on who. I've heard some Jamaicans call it chips or fries. I say fries.
No, that's because
chips chips.
You've been up here too long.
No. I recently went down there. I went out at KFC, and KFC in Jamaica is the best. Because, of course, we season it different. Listen, we season it different. Uh-huh. Your Wendy's is going to taste different because we season our food, unlike some of this fast food restaurant up here what just don't use salt and pepper or nothing.
Interesting.
They should probably take a lesson or two from some of these other countries and season their meat, but that's neither here nor there.
Okay. And that's a strong possibility. hot dog.
What kind of test is this?
I don't know.
It's so boring. Never ask some other question. Hot dog. We're not even really eating hot dogs like that.
That's true. How would you say that's true?
True that. I true that. You know, like, I saw it go. Or, you know.
Oh, wait. Never mind. I said that. I think I said good for you.
Yeah, you did.
Okay. Thank you.
You did say that.
Okay. Gay man.
I think I will say no comment. And we are going to pass that one.
Okay.
We definitely should pass that one.
What's the culture like down there? If you could talk about music. Because you're an artist,
mm-hmm.
This is a segue into another conversation. If you could talk about music and the culture of music down there, how is it different from up here, up in the States?
Now, reggae music is different because it's something about it. It's like we're talking about the reality of what we're dealing with,
mm-hmm.
But. I don't know. I don't know if it's just the beat of it along with the reality that just makes it so good. Like, it vibes with you different than any other genre of music. Dancehall, no. Dancehall is different because, you know, if you want to talk about degrading.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah. So that's why I feel like WAP is a new, like, listen to some old dancehall reggae songs. No, nothing about no WAP. WAP is nothing.
Wow. Okay, cool. Interesting. If there was something you could bring back from Jamaica that stays here. Like, okay, so I asked you, my question was, why do Jamaicans always move to Queens, New York? You told me they move to New York. Is there something about New York outside of opportunity that make Jamaicans just feel like that's where home feels? If there's something from home being Jamaica that you bring here, what would you bring here? What would you bring? What would you bring here? something that America doesn't have that you only can technically find in Jamaica. Like, here, my cousins was just up here not too long ago. They have no idea what a Polish boy is, right? Mm. And I was like, okay, well, you need to go over here and get you a Polish boy.
So what I was thinking about was too big. Let me think a little smaller.
Uh-oh. What was that?
Well, I would say the one thing I miss is that when you go step outside, right outside your house, there's fruit trees right there. You can pick a mango right from the tree. Hmm. It's like you can grow your kalalo, you can grow all of that right outside your backyard. Like, everything is right there. And I feel like here, that's the first thing I noticed when we got back to the Bronx. I was like, man, well, I'm like, look outside the window. There's no fruit trees. Like, we have to go to the supermarket to buy it. But at grandma's, I say, you want a mango? Go outside and climb the tree and get one.
Yeah.
You know, I miss that. Hmm. That land and growing that, knowing that you don't have to worry about if food, because it's growing right outside your door. So, but I said, that's too big, so let me get a little smaller. Okay. What would I bring here that would stay here? Oh, gosh. That's not already here?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Them already take so much from Jamaica.
I caught what you said at the end. I was like, dang. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what is there that's not already here. And unfortunately, the food is already here. You can go to Caribbean, West Indian.
I just told you.
Supermarkets here.
I think having a conversation with you made me want some drug on Jamaican food.
Okay.
Is that wrong? Because I was like, man, it's a spot on Mayfield.
Which one?
You talking over about? Next to Boston Market. I can't think. It's off of Richmond.
I know what you're
Richmond
talking
Mayfield.
About.
Richmond and Mayfield. I can't think of the name.
If you want some Jamaican food, two restaurants you should try.
It's another one. Warrensville Center Road and Harvard. Warrensville Center Road and Harvard.
What's the name of it? How you don't know the name of these places?
Listen. If I wasn't black, I wouldn't know the name of B&M's. I just know that they got good food.
You want to go to Engels. Lisa Engels bar and restaurant. She is actually, let me pull it up now because I don't know her address, so don't judge me.
Okay,
mega fan. It wait. So, Engels Sports Bro,
not sports, bro, not sports, bro.
Okay, Engels Sports Bar and Grill is on 4030 Mayfield Road in South Euclid, Ohio.
Wait a minute.
And it's like a you go downstairs and like into a basement.
No, that ain't the same spot I'm talking about.
You should definitely go there and taste
food. But I'm hungry.
Food. She, Lisa, she can cook. Okay? But if you're in the downtown area and you want Jamaican food, you can go to U Jerk. And that is on the corner of Euclid and 9th. So two options, two different locations.
Somebody getting my money today.
If you are on the 185th area in the Euclid area, then you can go to Irie Jamaican Kitchen down there on 185th Street. That's also a really good restaurant. I know that there's also one in Bretnall. I can't remember the name of that place. Might be called Bretnall Kitchen. I don't know.
So let's just say we're not even talking about Ohio, Cleveland area. Uh-huh. If people want to taste Jamaican food, what is something they should know? Like, this is good Jamaican food. Like, for somebody like me who is just like, they said it's Jamaican, tastes like it to me.
First thing is going to be a telltale of if you're going to have authentic or it's not really so. Is if you look at the menu and it says rice and beans, is a no.
Really?
No. It's not rice and beans. If you go to Jamaica and they say you want some rice and peas, it's rice and peas, we call it. Even though it's kidney beans is the actual thing you're using, but we call it rice and peas. No rice and beans. Rice and beans is a Spanish dish. That's how you say rice and beans, Spanish.
Right,
rice and peas, Jamaican. Also, there's a difference between oxtail. So, oxtail without the S, Jamaican. oxtails. Like, I'm gonna go get some oxtails.
Like, more than one.
That's more so, like soul food. You ever been to soul food restaurants?
Really?
They say they have oxtails.
Never knew that.
It's a difference in the way that it's cooked. If you get a plate of oxtails from a soul food restaurant and get a plate of oxtail from a Jamaican restaurant, it's going to look different. It's going to taste different. It's just different.
Jamaicans should be a little bit more yellow colored.
No. Okay, so oxtails, from my experience, is more like a brown, like if you have gravy, it looks like that.
Interesting.
Oxtails in that kind of gravy. But oxtail, Jamaican oxtail, is like, has a darker brown color to it, golden, darker brown look. Because we brown our chicken. We do brown our chicken for brown stew. But we brown the oxtail. We use a browning. And brown it out versus oxtail. I don't think they brown it. They just cook it as is.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So you should look for rice and peas.
Mm-hmm.
Not your rice and beans.
Dish at, yeah, no. Your staple dish would be your choice of protein. You have your brown stew chicken or your curry chicken, curry goat, whatever. Rice and peas and side of cabbage or a side of plantains. Plantain or, you know, whatever.
The bananas.
No, they're bigger than bananas. They're not bananas. They're plantain. Two different things.
Not here, it's not.
Just like yam.
And sweet potato.
That's sweet potato here, but yam in Jamaica is like yellow yam or white yam. It's yellow, a different thing.
Yellow
lamb. Yam. Yellow yam.
I said lamb, didn't I?
Yeah, you did say lamb.
Wow.
Yellow lamb.
Yellow yam. That's interesting.
So if you go to Jamaica and say, I want some yams or yams, you're not going to get candied yams or whatever it is here. You're not going to get that. You're going to get some yam, like cut in like this big thing, cooked, like boiled in water, you know?
They do it at Texas Day Brazil, and it's amazing.
What kind of, what?
Plantain.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. Oh my god,
I'd have to try this place because you keep talking about this place.
Lord have mercy.
So yeah, so it's difference amazing. In that what else to look for? I don't know it. I don't know, like, you have to be more specific. What you mean, what to look for as far as food? Or
so, like, when I go into a Jamaican restaurant and maybe I don't want rice and peas.
Mm-hmm.
Just gave myself a brain fart because that's pretty much all
you're
I
gonna,
eat.
In most of the traditional Jamaican restaurants, your options are going to be rice and peas or white rice or cooked food. Cooked food means like boiled dumpling, yam, dashin, green banana, all boiled, and you take it out to eat it with, you know, whatever. Okay. That's going to be your main options.
Hmm.
Some places get fancy and add the pasta on there. Mm-hmm. That's where you get like the rasta pasta and stuff from. But it's going to be rice and peas or white rice or cooked food as your options for your base. And then you have, you know, your staples, brown stew chicken, jerk chicken. If you're not a fan of spicy food, jerk chicken might not be it for you because jerk chicken is, you know.
Is spicy food up here spicy to you?
No. No, I don't know what they think that is. I feel like some places consider spicy food like they're adding different spices. No.
But just not original spice. That's not spicy to you.
Spicy is hot. Like.
Yeah.
Like
Buffalo Wild Wings has a Caribbean jerk. And that's pretty spicy to a lot of people. Not to me.
Sure. A lot of taste buds up here would consider that spicy, but I'm not going to say.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So wait. You ever been to Wingstop? You ever had their wings?
Yeah, once or twice.
Did you have their hottest wings?
No.
Okay.
But that's also a difference in Jamaican jerk chicken is spicy, but you can enjoy the food. There's some of these wing places that are doing spicy, but it's not enjoyable.
It's not enjoyable.
That's a different kind of heat. That's a different kind of thing.
Fair.
Jerk chicken, if you like spicy, you like a little kick, you can enjoy jerk chicken and know you can still enjoy the chicken. You can enjoy the taste of the food.
Some people be looking like they just crying.
I know, and hey, then it's not for you. Train up your taste buds before you come back.
Develop your palate.
Develop the palate.
That's normally only used for
because I just said train up your taste bud like it's a child.
Hey. However you think about it. Any more music coming out?
Well, yes. So, I would like to release a trilogy. Three-part musical album.
Mm-hmm.
All released three different times, but they're all tied together. The trilogy is called The Thing About Love.
Okay.
And basically, it's talking about the first set of music, or the first album is going to be called Falling Heart First. So, like, when you're first falling in love, the kind of music that will go with that, and just all those emotions that come with falling heart first. Right. And then the second part would be called Stages of a Breakup. And Stages of a Breakup deal with all the different stages you go through when you break up with someone, like when you're first considering it, when you actually break up, and all the emotions that come with that. And then the third one is going to be called Back to Love Again. So after you...
So you already have all these planned out.
Yeah. Because the thing is, and I'm glad I get to talk about it now, this album I just released, Who We Are, wasn't even supposed to happen. I wasn't thinking of putting that out first.
COVID-19 production.
Because of everything that was going on.
Right.
It was practice for me to get back to the whole program and get used to it so I can do this trilogy.
Right.
It just kind of came out of it. Yeah. So and I did that entire album in a month. So, yeah.
Interesting. So with all of this music you have ready to do, what are you doing to promote it? Are you singing any? Well, never mind. It's COVID.
No. So all the songs aren't done.
Right. No, but I mean, can people, outside of just music platforms, are you singing anywhere? Or is there anybody who can, like, find you and come see you live? Are you doing anything like that?
No.
You're not doing any live streams? Any?
I considered it at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But my mind works a little different.
Okay.
I like what artists are doing with live stream and things like that, but I really truly enjoy the production side of it.
Right. Okay.
I like production. I like the songwriting side of it. I like being here in the studio and just creating. I will do live and do live shows at some point. I think I want to develop a bigger catalog first for myself, so I have a lot to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
Before I start doing live shows.
Right.
But like I said, I really like creating music from scratch, just hearing a particular beat that I'm making or whatever and come up with it on the spot and kind of build from there. I like that. But yeah.
Are you working with anybody?
No.
You're not?
Okay. I have done a single before with Sam Poetry that was called Cozy. Well, no, Sweet Nothings I did with him. I did do another single called Cozy. I forgot about that. Because I wanted to do a Christmas song that wasn't really Christmassy. Like something that make how Christmas feels. And it feels cozy with the one you love. And then I was supposed to actually do a single with B. Golden that I wrote called Take It Slow. And he had done the beat for me. But that kind of got stopped when COVID had just started.
Yeah.
But going forward, I don't mind working with other artists and producers. I'm very picky.
Okay.
Because there's just a certain sound that I want, and a certain it's just certain things that I'm looking for, and I know that I myself can create all of that.
Right.
And that's kind of where I'm at right now, seeing what I can do. Kind of thing.
Interesting. Any plans on or any specific dates you're looking on releasing anything?
January 2021. I'm thinking.
January 2021.
I'm giving myself some time.
Here's the thing. Maybe people should be scared about New Year's now, because 2020 was a yo, I'm coming in 2020. I'm doing this. And then end of February, it was like, no, you're not.
Yeah, but guess what? Tomorrow's not promised. No, I don't know. Right. I don't know. It could be December that all, God forbid, no, that everything gets great, you know?
You're right.
So I don't know. At the end of the day, my goal is 2021 is the first goal I'm setting. It may be sooner than that. I don't know how the vibe might be. But like the last album was a month. I don't want it to be so rushed. I want to just take my time and really vibe and create something dope. So I'm giving myself January 2021.
That's for the music.
That's for the music.
Real quick, you also do shirts.
Yes.
What are you doing shirts for? Are you doing shirts for your own thing, or are you helping people out?
I say we because I have a business partner. Okay. But initially, for the first, I want to say I've been in business now for 3.5 to 4 years.
Yeah.
So I was doing a lot of custom work for people, you know, like creating, printing shirts for them. But now I want to go more into the brand, and I have some bigger goals for Closet 18 that's outside of custom and just branding itself. Right. Like, I really want to delve and do more, like, because the company's called Closet 18. There are a lot of things that are in closets physically and mentally.
Okay.
So I want to develop items for like a physical closet, like what you would find in there, and also talk about things that people might deal with that's in their closet, like, you know, mental stuff, like you know. Yeah.
Make it make sense for you.
And also, you know, eventually manufacturing.
Well, listen, L.A. Bailey.
Yes.
And so that's what you go by. Is that your music?
Yeah.
L.A. Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
L.A. Bailey, the label's Lab Entertainment.
Lab. That's your label.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing more than just making music. You're
producing. You're producing, writing.
Interesting. Well, listen, this is not going to be the last time you've been on.
Oh.
Got to do another one. Is there anything you want people to know that you did not talk about, that we didn't hit on? Something that somebody could know today, where they can find you, how to listen to your music, maybe even a specific message that you want to give directly to somebody.
Okay.
What would you say?
Let's start with the message. The message is, do not talk yourself out of doing something that you know you were called to do. And don't stop yourself from using the gifts that God has given you, because it's not just meant for you. It's meant for somebody else. I've talked myself out of doing things for years, and I'm finally walking in my purpose. And it's a great feeling when you can accomplish something that you know is coming directly out of you, that you don't have to necessarily work for. It's your talent. It's your gift. Use it. It is your responsibility to use it to help somebody else. So don't do any self-sabotage and all of that. Like, you are capable. It was given to you for a reason. Use it. And you can find me at L.A. Bailey. Well, at the L.A. Bailey. That will direct you to my music page, L.A. Bailey Music. But if you go to the L.A. Bailey, you will get the link to listen to all my music. You can also see some really silly stuff that I do on there. And yeah.
Well, listen.
And that's it. Me not saying no more.
One more time. Listen, it's been a pleasure. I thank you so much for coming on.
No, thank you.
And giving me some information.
I feel like I didn't give enough. But
well, that's why there's always room to come back on. There's so much more to talk about.
You heard that?
I'm trying to figure it out.
I got another invite.
Okay. All right. So once again, everybody, if you're interested in listening to her music, L.A. Bailey, I'm sure that can direct you to all the platforms that you can listen to music on, as well as follow her on Instagram, Facebook, social media.
L.A. Bailey.
At the L.A. Bailey.
T-H-E.
And L.A. Bailey. You can get it from there.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. This is The Gray Area. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.